With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At the direction of the commander-in-chief, the U.S. military has blown up a ninth suspected drug-running boat, this time in the Pacific off Colombia. At least three people on board were killed prior to this and one previous strike. Most of the drug-fighting action took place in the Caribbean. Tightening the screws on Vladimir Putin, President Trump announcing a new round of sanctions on Russia.
This is a significant shift in policy by the Trump administration, a move designed to inflict enough damage on the Russian economy to encourage President Putin to end the war in Ukraine. Announcing the new sanctions, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said they were needed to address Russia's lack of serious commitment to a peace process. He called for an immediate ceasefire and urged America's allies to support the U.S. and adhere to the sanctions. The two oil companies are responsible for more than half of all Russian production.
The BBC's Peter Bowes and the European Union has now agreed on a new raft of sanctions against Russia. The Coast Guard says it's providing an operating base for Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco area.
San Francisco Chronicle reports 100 federal agents are expected to arrive at the base in Alameda starting Thursday. It's part of Trump administration efforts to track down immigrants in the country illegally.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says San Francisco's mayor and California's governor have condemned the move to enforce federal immigration law. As Vice President Vance's visit to Israel comes to a close, Secretary of State Rubio says he will travel to the country later this week. The aim is to shore up the U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 120 points, NASDAQ futures up 7. This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they've been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in one Swedish city will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. Anti-Semitism is surging around the globe, triggered by the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. That attack had killed more than 1,000 people. This is SRN News. A controversy of historical significance in the Florida Panhandle.
A proposal to sell a city-owned golf course built on top of the burial grounds for enslaved people is sparking public outcry in Tallahassee. The history, long buried under the manicured lawns of the Capital City Country Club, reviving painful memories of the community's segregated past. Less than 1 mile from the state capitol, archaeologists with the National Park Service have now identified 23 unmarked graves and 14 possible graves near the seventh hole of the golf course. Jason Walker reporting.
Tesla reports selling more vehicles in the past 3 months, but its profits still fell sharply. Third quarter earnings dropped to $1.4 billion, down from $2.2 billion a year ago. More details, SRNNews.com.